or her of something that must be done but cannot be done at that time. Digital tools have advanced the use of external brains. 3. Faulty capture tools are a key reason for the number of tasks and responsibilities that slip through the cracks of a disorganized person's attention. A complete capture system ensures that nothing escapes notice and that it all ends up in the proper place. 4. Professional project planning and delegation do not necessarily conform to natural decision-making and planning processes. The best way to avoid an unnecessary crunch is to structure the planning process in a way that feels familiar. 5. Digital tools and products can benefit every stage of the workflow process, as long as they are used with the same level of attention to organization and ease of retrieval as physical folders and inboxes. A computer's search function can be less convenient than a well-organized paper file. 6. The review stage of the workflow is a significant step to ensure that no loose ends remain when a task is complete. It is a decluttering process that can take place from one of several horizons, from the impact on the project at hand to the effect on someone's career or life. 7. Choosing what to do next can be made easier by setting contexts for every item on a next actions list and being prepared to capture, organize, and possibly complete anything that will pop up in the meantime. 8. The keys to a clean inbox, whether it is a physical one or an email inbox, are to allow no loose ends, to be prepared to address everything without skipping over any item, and to strictly define what can and cannot go into the inbox without being organized elsewhere. 9. Executing a project management system, such as the method presented in Getting Things Done, can result in an unexpected range of emotions, from dread to relief, because of complicated relationships with goals and the tendency to view an unaccomplished task as a broken promise. On the other hand, human psychology is compatible with the book's principles, as demonstrated in recent scientific research. Analysis. Key takeaway number 1. The modern work environment is characterized by increased input from within and outside of organizations, vaguely defined job requirements, and more career changes. Advancements in electronic communication and economic changes have considerably altered the way workers decide what to do in a given day, week, or year, particularly when someone is engaged in the expanding category of knowledge work. Analysis. Readers will probably not be surprised to hear that in most countries, the work environment is more hectic and less structured today than it ever has been in the past. There are numerous causes for this new chaos, including the shift in modern economies from production to service, the economic aftermath of the 2008 recession, the advancement of instant digital communication, and the increasing enthusiasm for data-powered optimization of company processes. More people find themselves in jobs with descriptions that encompass more and define less. In an internet-connected workplace, one person may be expected to take on the responsibilities of several, while being given more possible ways to do those tasks or more room for creative problem-solving. Allen defines these positions with job descriptions comprised of goals or aspirations as knowledge work, and in concrete terms, this can range from chief executive officers to engineers. These individuals are expected to come up with ideas, not just assemble something or answer a phone. In knowledge work, there is no right way to solve most problems. Coordinating the resources and people who come up with the best possible, available, thought-of solution requires different task management skills than most structured jobs. A simple to-do list needs more guidance for what items must happen before others can be finished, what tools need to be available to finish a list item, and whether an item cannot be completed